You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Local sports, national sports, the GCAT is on it.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Now, saddle up for a tall glass of sports talk. Here's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Oh my goodness, they have won 9 straight. The Pelicans over the Clippers. We'll continue to talk about that. One of the questions of the day. Just thrown out there for you, real, real simple. Give me your top 3 in the NBA MVP race. Anthony Davis, 41 points, 13 rebounds, 3 blocks, 31 points in the second half. Had all the guys on TNT last night saying he belongs in the MVP race. James Harden right now, probably the favorite. AD's got to be in the top 3, right? Give me your top 3. You can call us at 800-998-1003, or you can tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Question of the day number 2 has to do with a quarterback that Todd McShay from ESPN decided that the Saints would select in his mock draft. We'll get into that in a second, plus Mike Triplett, a segment from now.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more about what that Camel Wednesday hump day is. What it is.
And there he is. Shot Gene of Digital Underground, the Camel, head coach Sean of the Peyton. As we're coming to you live from the UNO Lakefront Arena, Sunbelt Conference Tournament action is underway. We spoke with the commissioner in hour number 1. As Texas State and Coastal Carolina going in it. Words of wisdom, I'll give you the score. Forever. 5 minutes left in the second half, and it's Texas State 59, Coastal Carolina 1. Coastal Carolina the 8 seed, Texas State 9. Got Appalachian State and Little Rock following. Troy, South Alabama at 5, and then at 7:30, it's ULM and Arkansas State, the voice of the Warhawks. A buddy of mine, Nick White, gonna chat with us coming up in the 2 o'clock hour. He knows the conference better than anybody. The Region Cajuns, the number 1 seed, trying to get into the NCAA tournament. They will be coming up at 11:30 on Friday, and we'll take a look at some of the possibilities perhaps with them. It's interesting, they have a lot of wins. They won the Sun Belt, yet Bracketology does not have them in there. That said, you know what they do? The Colonels of Nichols, they get into action. Remember, double bye. So they play on Friday. They will play on Friday right here on ESPN New Orleans in the evening. They play on Friday. We'll have that for you. All they got to do is win 2 games at 7:30. They got to win 2 games. Boom. And then they win the tournament. But right now, Joey brought this to my attention back on Monday. Joe Lenardi, Mr. Bracketology himself, he has them not in the play-in game, folks. He has them flat out as the 16th seed in the West bracket. In Wichita, Kansas, taking on the Kansas Jayhawks, a number 1 seed. So they don't have to do the Tuesday, Wednesday play-in games, at least right now. I like those games. They've gotten a lot better, So we'll see how that goes down. And also LSU gets the bye. They'll get into action tomorrow. Tulane gets into action tomorrow in the AAC conference tournament and the SEC conference tournament. For the Tigers, they're trying to maybe win a game or two. They got to take on Mississippi State. And maybe if they win a game or two, they can solidify an NIT bid. That'll be good for them. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio NOLA. Again, Hour 1 was brought to you by the King Firm. Hour 2, looking forward to giving you a chance to win WrestleMania tickets. That's right. WrestleMania, what are we, 34? Is that where we are?
Already at number 34. All right,
the last time it was here?
It was number 30.
That's right. It's real simple. We're going to have 10 qualifiers between now and the 20th. Every day we'll have a qualifier. You're going to have to earn it one way or another. You're going to call when I tell you to. 800-998-1003.
Ooh, authority.
Well, no, I'm just saying. I mean, it's not like, don't call now. We're not ready for it. So when I say, now we're ready. You know what?
It just sounded funny. When I tell you to.
Well, you need to respect my authority. there, right there.
I'm looking forward to this, though.
There's some water in the media workroom right there if you would like. All right, just making sure. So you one day I think you're going to have to challenge Jason on knowledge.
We'll do that one day.
Maybe you stump me because I'm not as strong. So maybe,
yeah,
you know, if you can beat me in a game of trivia.
Because last time we tried that with me, it took like an entire segment.
It took about an hour.
And I just kind of gave up. I'm like, right here.
You know, way
here's
too much. It can be anything. It can be a trivia question. It can be, what was this player? What was this wrestler's known for? Finishing move.
Sure. Today we're going to do entrance music.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a snippet of entrance music. Yep. A short snippet.
When you say snippet, we're talking like a tenth of a second, 5 seconds.
I might probably give a second.
Like enough to where, you know, like, cause it's gotta be enough to where.
We have to process what it is.
Right. Cause I'm saying, like, when we've been to Raw and SmackDowns together, it takes about a second and a half before the arena realizes who's coming out.
Yeah. Depending who it is.
But
yeah,
sometimes. Almost immediate though, right? Yeah. It's like, and you know exactly who it is.
Especially blah, 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 blah.
Well, you know what that was, right?
The turd.
No, that's not my. You've never even heard my entrance music.
I'm afraid to.
Nah, no, that was Cena.
Oh,
that was a little, isn't it like a little ukulele or something that starts?
Good enough. Yeah. Good enough.
Dun 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 dun. There you go.
But
well,
you would not be singing people's entrance music.
No,
put it that way.
Won't.
But I will be playing a very quick little snippet.
We could do that. Guess what I'm humming? We've done that before when we gave away. What was it, Metallica tickets?
I think we did.
Yeah.
What is Gus humming? Looking forward to that one.
Bet you were. 10 qualifiers between now and the 20th. We're going to have some fun. And I'll tease it every day, whether it be hour 1, 2, or 3. And it's going to be different every day.
Yeah.
Today, it's this hour. It's hour 2 at some point.
Could
be now. No, it's not. It's not now.
I don't know if we forgot to mention premium tickets. Premium seats.
Yeah, they are not in a nosebleed.
No.
I can assure you of that.
These are good seats.
Okay, I'm just going to be honest. We looked at Charlie, who told us this was coming. I'm like, is there any chance we can just get them?
Yeah.
He looked at us and said no.
No. That's against the rules.
They're that good.
Yeah.
Like, they are really, I can afford them.
Oh, no. Absolutely not.
I mean, that's kind of, I think that's a pretty good way to say them. I'm not saying that we don't make enough.
No, I'm
just saying, I'd have a lot of explaining to do to the missus.
Yeah. Your wife would have to go, why are you spending this much money on this kind of ticket?
I think it's safe to say if we bought them together, because it's a pair.
Yeah.
So it's two tickets.
Yes.
So per piece, it'd be like, you know, a vacation.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
We're pretty much
giving away a vacation here.
It's a pretty good
is what we're
pair
giving
of
away.
I'm a little jealous. But anyway, it's coming up in a little bit. Mike Triplett coming up next segment, and we're going to talk about this. So Todd McShay, you know who Todd McShay is, right?
He's a writer.
No. Well, kind of.
Boom.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
He's an NFL draft analyst.
Yeah, he's a writer, an analyst. Sure.
For ESPN.com. You see, there we go.
He does the thing.
I got my dad asking me for tickets now. Everyone wants tickets.
Of course.
Everyone. I don't have any tickets.
I'm not giving away anything
except
this hour.
Let me tell you what. Those premium tickets, I don't have any.
Whoops.
Yep.
Dropped them.
We're getting credentialed. That's the only way we can get in.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I'm going.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I don't want to tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's their Super Bowl, so it's not a $30 ticket.
It's a big deal.
Yeah. Todd McShay released Mock Draft 3.0. He has Lamar Jackson of yore. New Orleans Saints going there. Interesting because Brian and Elise and myself have been kind of going back and forth. If you remember, Peter, the last 2 weeks, we've been kind of back and forth saying, you know, I would like to go quarterback in the first round. Some fans say no. Waste of pick, things of that nature. But I'm thinking this year more than any, you're pretty solid. You got some money it was one of the reasons Brian and Elise were saying go after Jimmy Graham. Got some cap room. You can go solidify yourself a little bit here. So we'll see. But my point is this. If somebody is there, you think you can develop and do it, I would. Moving up is going to be the key. How much are you willing to move up and go get? Because I've been saying Baker Mayfield. Then Brian and Elise said on the show 2 weeks ago, goes, what about Lamar Jackson's at 27? And I went, because I think in a lot of people, probably still remember Louisville LSU, Louisville Clemson, Louisville against some of the top teams that have top NFL defenses, and he didn't perform very well. But I also forgot, and it's my fault, right? 2 years ago, I erroneously, I think the Graf was on the phone, and I said, can we draft him now? And it was like October. He won the Heisman that year, and he was unstoppable. He was unbelievable. He had over 11,000 yards from scrimmage. I mean, on the ground. I mean, it's just like, it's crazy. He's insane. Mike Mayock call him, the most electrifying player in the draft. And a lot of people may be erroneously, he's a running quarterback. Guy's got a cannon. If anything, the problem is he overthrows people. 6'2", 6'3", depending how you want to measure him, what kind of cleats. My thing is this, and it's something that Brian and I touched on, it's something that Mike Triplett and I will discuss next segment. Before you jump and say, man, that kind of offense, that kind of style, it's not going to go in the NFL, the whole pocket passer, and all that. Well, there's a lot of teams that are running their offense out of the gun. There's a lot of teams who young quarterbacks are doing the old stick the ball in the gut, then either option read, dump it, slant pass, dump it to the tight end, throw it deep. Did you watch the Eagles play this year with Carson Wentz, with Nick Foles, Case Keenum and the Vikings, Jared Goff and the Rams? Go just type in real quick on Google. I did earlier today to make sure I didn't sound like an idiot today. Just type in Rams 2017 season highlights. There's a lot of Jared Goff kind of doing certain things you saw in college. In the division, the Panthers and Cam Newton. How many times he's in the gun, smacks his hands, puts the ball in the running back's hands, either runs or... I'm just saying, I have heard Sean Payton talk about, and what he loves more than anything, athletic quarterbacks. From the Tyler Palkos to the Garrett Graysons, I think he wanted to find, and he's been looking to find, an athletic mobile quarterback that can throw the football and has enough arm strength. He loves the dual threat, actually, if you ever hear him. I'll ask Mike if I've ever heard him go, nah, you know what? Pocket passer's where it's at in the NFL. You have to succeed in the pocket. But I think a guy who loves that he is a offensive-minded individual would love to have a guy maybe learn under Drew. Drew can fix his footwork, mechanics, how to read defense. He can teach him a lot of things. But that ability to be an elusive runner, that ability to throw the ball 60, 70 yards down the field like nothing, you either have it or you don't. And something tells me, again, by the time this player would play, Kamara, Thomas, who knows if there's another young receiver or tight end, Lamar Jackson wouldn't have to win the games for you. All you got to do is give it to the right players and personnel. And in those games that I thought he didn't perform very well, you know, you got to look at how good was his offensive line. Could they block for him? Did he have time? And a lot of the highlights when he has 5-4 touchdown games in college, which he did, he had time. Delivered strikes. Delivered a deep ball beautifully. And can run. I'm in. If he's there at 27, I'm in. I wouldn't be surprised if he's close to 27. They don't break and try to move forward to go get him. Not just Todd McShay. There's someone else that has Lamar Jackson going to the Saints. Peter Schrager. He's on Good Morning Football on the NFL Network. He came out with a mock draft about 3 days ago. Lamar Jackson, quarterback, Louisville to the Saints at 27. He writes whether he's Drew Brees' eventual successor or a game breaker on offense and special teams. Sean Payton will make it work. See Taysom Hill, Pepito.
Told you he's in the building.
Taysom Hill. By the way, Taysom Hill, athletic, right? Fast, speedy. And Payton said maybe the next quarterback is in the building. I'm telling you, Sean Payton likes mobile quarterbacks.
We weren't joking when we said that.
No, at all. We'll take the quick break. We'll see what Mike Triplett believes and thinks about this. So several people now having that. It's a question of the day at ESPN Radio NOLA. You can call us. We'll discuss this hour. 800-998-1003. If you got any questions for Mike Triplett as well, feel free. Ask us on Twitter or give us a call. We'll put you on with them. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Welcome back. We're live at the UNO Lakefront Arena as the Sun Belt Conference Tournament is going on. Coastal Carolina, Texas State battling right now. Pepito, you walked out there on the court. It's an 8-point Texas State lead over Coastal Carolina with 50 seconds left in the second. We'll give you some updates as Appalachian State and Little Rock is up next. The Raging Cajuns of UL will be playing Friday. They are the top seed in the conference tournament. All right, so Todd McShay from ESPN, he has Lamar Jackson to the Saints at 27. Let's bring in Mike Triplett, covers the Saints for ESPN.com. You can follow Mike over on Twitter, as always, at Mike Triplett. Mike, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Let's have fun. I just asked on Twitter, you know, how would you feel about it if that was the pick? I'll just give you two or three quick reads over on Twitter as to what some of the fans feel. Well, AJ, imagine if you will have Kamara and Jackson with the read option. The West Bank Houdat says trade your first move down, or trade your first move down, get an extra pick if it's there, then yeah. Sir Saint says don't do it. That monster, garbage, don't do it. Jay Hammonds had no idea Lamar was switching to linebacker. So there's a, and then there's some other ones going, is quarterback really need? Do you want to go or not? Is it a wasted pick? Just your overall take when you see not only Todd, but also an NFL Network analyst has him going 27th to the Saints as well.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of vitriol on my Twitter too. And look, there's a couple different elements here. One is the, you know, we need to use that pick on someone who will help us. And I totally understand that feeling. When it looked like they might take Mahomes at 11 last year, I kind of felt that way. Like, because you only get the 11th pick every so often. You want a Pro Bowler there, and they got an All-Pro, practically. But I don't feel that way necessarily about the 27th pick. Mm-hmm. I think there's a big difference between a top 15 pick and the 27th pick. If the Saints love a quarterback at 27, I like the value, and I like the timing of that. Like, you're not counting on the 27th pick in this draft to step in. I mean, it happened with everybody last year, Kamara, Marcus Williams, mm-hmm. Brian Ramczyk. That doesn't always happen. The 27th pick is not your savior. They do need a linebacker, and they need a defensive end, they need a tight end. They've got to do that stuff in free agency. The 27th pick in this draft is not the guy that's going to step in and be a Pro Bowler. That doesn't usually happen. So I don't mind using that pick on a quarterback. The question then becomes, is Lamar Jackson the right pick? And obviously there is a wide variety of opinions on him. And I don't know what I think right now. I haven't studied him enough to wade into this kind of hot-butt debate about how good Lamar Jackson could be a quarterback. But I do know this. If the Saints like him, and if Sean Payton likes him, then fans should be really excited about the idea. If they see him as a fit for this offense, because they're usually pretty good at knowing who they'd like to, you know, plug into this offense and do things with, he'd be, you know, I'd be fascinated to watch every practice and every game he plays
right.
in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an exciting possibility. Now, it's possible the Saints have him graded as a third-round prospect, so they won't do it. But if the Saints have him graded as a top 20 talent and think he can be a starting quarterback, then he should be the most exciting draft pick the Saints have made in years. So I don't necessarily understand the hate for it. If the Saints love the fit, then the value is tremendous. If they don't, then they won't take it.
Mike, I think that's a great way, some of the points you put in there. Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, at 27. You're not saying move up, you know, in the top 10 or something of that nature. You're talking specifically at 27. I love the other point you made there, too, in terms of something that I've kind of gone back and forth with fans, that I understand their point, but I'm also trying to get them to understand when they say we need somebody now. You are, and that's fine. You and I have talked about this before on the show. Yeah, but, you know, you look at some of the quarterbacks and some of the young teams that you're going to have to be trying to face and beat. If he doesn't start now, does it mean that it can't be a good thing. And I almost would use it, and I don't know if it's a fair comparison, but Mike, how many Saints fans were high-fiving and patting each other in the back when Ryan Ramczyk was selected in the end of the first round? I wasn't, right? I mean, I honestly wasn't. I'll be honest with you. I was like, what? That's not what they need right now. Right now, now look at where it is. You are going to need that in the future. He became the starter this year, and he helped you immediately. I get that. But you're going to need a starting quarterback in this league. You have no shot. I don't care how good Kamara and all these other guys are and Lattimore. If you don't have a quarterback that can get you a game and that can run an offense once Drew Brees is done. And Drew Brees, we keep saying and we hoping that he's going to play for a while. It's the NFL. An injury can make it this year, right? I mean, Sam Bradford, I mean, had good year last year, and then he doesn't play all of last year. So, you know, Carson Wentz could have been the MVP. It's Nick Foles who became the Super Bowl MVP. So I think those are great points to make, because just you can't look at it as, can he help me first day of OTAs? A starting quarterback is a very big thing if you can find.
Well, first of all, I don't want anyone taking away from Taysom Hill and OTAs. I want to watch this dude. I'm way too excited. Mm-hmm. I don't want anyone dipping into his reps. But, look, I will say this, though, kind of a counterpoint to what I just said. I am not a believer that the Saints have to prepare now for the end of the Drew Brees era. I don't believe in that. Yes, it happened with Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. Yes, it happened with Steve Young and Joe Montana. But I did this big research project last year. There were a lot of failed attempts to draft a first-round quarterback. Jim Druckenmiller, who I was covering the 49ers when they drafted Jim Druckenmiller to replace Steve Young in round one. Tommy Maddox to replace John Elway in Denver. So you don't have to force that. I am perfectly fine with the idea that you ride Drew Brees until he's done, and then that next year you trade your whole draft for a guy in the top five, or you go with a Nick Foles type or a Case Keenum type while looking at the draft. I don't believe you have to draft the guy 2 years before Drew Brees retires and you have to develop him for 2 years. NFL doesn't work that way anymore. You can draft the guy the year after Brees leaves and plug him in as a rookie, like Carson Wentz and Deshaun Watson and so many of these guys are seeing. So I do not think Saints have to reach. But they are absolutely in a window now where they can be really picky and choosy. And they have the luxury of, if they love a guy, they can now take him because they're in the window to take him. They don't have to force it, but if they love a guy. So my whole thought on Lamar Jackson is they don't have to force it. They don't have to say, man, we need a quarterback. He's the best one here. Let's try it. They're not going to do that. But if they love Lamar Jackson, that's a really exciting idea.
Mike, I kind of text you this, and I was going kind of a little back and forth, and I was – thinking about it, when I was thinking about, does he fit? Because, look, a lot of the questions, they're going to look at the amount of touchdowns he had on the ground, yards he had on the ground, and I think maybe almost misconceive or just rightfully so critique. Can he be an NFL quarterback? And, you know, I brought up what you saw with Goff and the Rams, what you see with Wentz. I mean, Wentz got hurt running out of the pocket. Carolina, we see it twice a year, right? I mean, snaps out of the shotgun. You know, Cam Newton smacking his hand, sticking the ball in the running back's gut, either keeping it or not, doing read option plays. We're seeing a lot more of that. And correct me if I'm wrong, but in the time Sean's been here, he's tried with, whether it's Palko or Grayson or some of the other guys, he wants a almost dual, not dual threat, but a mobile quarterback. And just something tells me in the past discussions he's had with us, I think he would just be giddy to have somebody that kind of athleticism, throwing ability with his arm strength, and almost kind of trying to prove he can make it work, because he's referenced past quarterbacks that have had that mobility that have succeeded.
No, and look, I don't know that Sean Payton has one or the other in mind, but I think that I trust him to be able to thrive with any and all types. Yeah. Just because he's had a pocket quarterback in Drew Brees for 12 years does not mean that's a Sean Payton quarterback. That's anybody quarterback. Drew Brees is a Hall of Famer. Yeah, I think Sean could coach a Cam Newton or a, you know, a Lamar Jackson too, or a Russell Wilson too. Like, we know they loved Mahomes last year. He's a different style quarterback. I know they loved Deshaun Watson. I know they liked Marcus Mariota a lot. So he's the most innovative, or one of the most innovative offensive minds in the league. So
They would love to use some deception, some run-pass options. You know, I'm sure he'd be good at a lot of that stuff. He's just wisely never had to introduce some of that stuff to his offense because of what his quarterback does best. So I don't think, yeah, I mean, I don't think you pigeonhole Sean Payton of all people into saying, well, we've seen him succeed with this style quarterback. I don't think he could succeed with a different style quarterback.
No doubt. And a final question for you. I've asked this several times this week to a few folks as well. And, you know, with the combine, you see a bunch of different things. And I did. I don't know how much coverage you actually watched. I just happened to have some free time Saturday and was able to catch when the quarterbacks, running backs, and tight ends, receivers and tight ends were able to go. Man, some of these young tight ends are pretty impressive. They look like pro wrestlers but can fly and run and all of that. And I guess what I'm leading into is this. You've seen them, and I'm sure you're getting in your timeline as well. The Jimmy Graham reports. Do you go? Do you not go? Do you have a reunion or do you not? I'm on probably the fence of if it's five or under or very affordable, sure, I guess. But if it's not, man, I'm just going to go with the young tight end that it's going to be cheaper and I can mold and they got some good ones in the draft. Maybe I go that way. How do you feel? Should the Saints push for a reunion with Jimmy Graham?
Did you say five or under?
Yeah, like five mil.
No, well, that ain't going to happen.
Exactly.
Jimmy Graham probably, he might cost 10 mil or at least 8 mil.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm out.
Yeah, you ain't getting him for 5 mil. I was talking to your station mate, Matt Moscone, about this last night. He asked the question, is Jimmy Graham worth $10 million? And I said free agency is the one area where it's not about worth and value sometimes. That's the one area where you have to overpay to fill a void, unfortunately. But, you know, you've got your bargains in Alvin Kamara and Marshawn Lattimore and Michael Thomas. They've got some glaring needs that's going to have to overpay to fill. They need a tight end. They need a pass-catching tight end or a slot receiver, if not both, in this offense. That's an element they do need. So if they're not going to pay $10 million for Jimmy Graham or 8 or 9 or whatever he'll cost, you know, do they take a risk on an injured Tyler Eifert? Do they overpay a young Trey Burt from Philadelphia? Do they try to trade for Eric Ebron of the Lions? Do they reach on for one of these tight ends that not everybody is convinced is a first-rounder for sure? It's a position that's probably going to have to overpay to fill. And so Jimmy Graham is a really intriguing option that I'm not going to rule out. Yeah, I mean, he comes with question marks with his age, with his now injury history, and the fact that they deemed him expendable in the first place. So I'll label it almost a long shot, mm-hmm. but it's right up there. I list it as my number two need behind defensive end. So if they're going to overpay for something, it should be in the front seven or at tight end, I think, this year. So I'm not ruling it out.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. It's absolutely a need. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I'm just saying, is that the right fit? I don't know. Time will tell. I think I agree with your points there. I mean, if it's something that they are comfortable with and can afford to go with, fine. But I just specifically don't overpay for him. Now, look, there's a lot of fans, and I don't know if you can discount, Mike, what you see as well on social media, whether it's Ingram, it's Cam Jordan, it's Zach Strief, all going out there on Twitter wanting him back.
Yeah, and look, he was part of that 2015 purge where everybody talked about how the locker room stunk and the culture needed to change, and no one ever labeled Jimmy Graham by name as part of that issue. And you always kind of wondered, well, you know, was he part of fixing the culture of the locker room?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it always seemed like him and Drew Brees got along. I think this kind of speaks volumes that they did not consider him that. I mean, if Cam Jordan, Dak Street, who was as open about how the culture needed to change as anybody,
right,
and Mark Ingram are all putting praying hands up and applause hands up on Twitter, that lets you know how they feel about the guy.
There it is. Mike Triplett of ESPN.com. You can follow him over on Twitter at Mike Triplett. Thank you for your time this afternoon, Mike.
Anytime, Gus.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Pepito, you know what time it is? Take a wild guess.
I think it's time to let's play the WrestleMania game, shall we?
Oh.
It's happening next segment, right?
Next segment. You want to be one of the 10 qualifiers for WrestleMania tickets? Real, real simple. All you have to do is call right now, 800-998-1003. Drive Joey crazy. The phone lines are about to light up. I don't know. Joey, it's up to you. Third caller, fifth caller, seventh caller, whatever you want.
Whichever button you hit.
Whatever you want. When we come back to the break, you will give us a contestant. That contestant will then have to guess the walk-up music that Pepito is about to play. And if you get it right, you are one of 10 to qualify. Every day, you will have a qualifier on the show. It'll be an hour one, hour two, or hour three, and it will be something like this, a little game that we'll play. Out of those 10 qualifiers, we will pick two winners. Each winner gets a pair of tickets, premium seats to WrestleMania. And I can assure you, I know the value. It's a couple hundred bucks. It's not cheap seats. They're really good
seats. At least.
So we'll do this. If you don't win today, you have 9 other opportunities to come in and be a qualifier. That said, if you're one of these 10, dude, pretty good percentage. Two of you are going to go to WrestleMania on us. So we'll take the break. Joey, I'm sorry, but the phones are about to light up. 800-998-1003. We'll be back with a WrestleMania qualifier contest next on ESPN New Orleans. A little foot loose. I like that. Sounds good. Way to go there, Joey. Is a number to call. Commit that to memory. It's real simple. If you want to be one of these 10 qualifiers, we have a contestant, Pepito. You ready?
I'm ready, man.
His name is Rusty. Rusty, how you doing, man? Thanks for calling the Sports Hangover.
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good, man. You a big wrestling fan?
Very big.
Who's the top guy right now?
Right now, AJ Styles.
Yep, AJ Styles.
Of course. That's a great pick.
I'm a little jealous with the hair. I want to adjust Al's hair. I really honestly do. All right, look, this is going to be real simple, man. I'm going to play just the opening intro. And I don't know, how long does he have?
Oh, it's going to be, I would say, Gus, I wouldn't even play a snippet for more than a second. Any random part of the song.
Any that fast?
In the middle, right. Towards the end, doesn't right. matter.
I think he's going to get
this. He's a big fan, yeah, so I think he's going to get it.
All right, I'm going to give you 2 seconds. I think he'll get it. Well, I got to give it some time. All right, ready?
I'm ready.
All right, you ready, Rusty?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. What you got, Rusty?
Oh, my God. I know it. Oh, shit.
I'll give it to you one more time. One more time. Ready, Jason? One more time. I gave you a little bit more that time, Rusty. It's off the top.
I know the song, right? Oh, man.
Count them down. 7 seconds. You got 7 seconds, Rusty.
6, 5.
Kevin Owens.
4. Wrong.
Not Kevin
Sorry.
Owens. Not Kevin Owens. Thank you, Rusty. Appreciate it. 800-998-1003. I thought for sure.
Really?
You see, you have to think about it. Chad is next up. Chad, do we go with the same one? Or do we change it now? Because Chad just heard.
Chad just heard it.
Chad just did kind of hear
it. I knew what it was, man.
Do we give it to Chad? Okay, Chad, hold on. We'll give you one. Since you know what it is, maybe we'll just do. Maybe
we'll give you a snippet, like but
a
still.
A little snippet yeah. in the middle. What you got?
That's Daniel Bryan all day long.
Boom.
There it is. There it is. WrestleMania 30.
Woo!
There it is. He was,
Yeah, not only did Daniel Bryan close out WrestleMania 30, he opened up WrestleMania 30 in the first match against Triple H and then won the title that night in a three-way against Randy Orton and Dave Bautista.
Gave people like me hope, Chad. Gave people like me hope. Chad, congratulations. You're one of 10 qualifiers, so this is how it's going to work, all right? We're going to get your info. Don't hang up. And you're now one of 10. So it'll be 9 other guys you're going to go up against, or ladies, whoever calls in and wins. And we'll literally just randomly pull it, dude. We'll do it on Facebook Live so everybody can see it. And when I say you get a pair of premium tickets if you win, it's a pair of premium tickets, dude. You're going to really be happy. But you got a shot now to go to WrestleMania on us, dude.
Fired up, man. Fired up.
All right, man. Thanks for listening. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. Joey's going to get your information. Thank you, Chad. Pepito.
That worked out, didn't it?
I was excited.
I'm surprised that guy didn't get it
Rusty.
Right. Because Rusty said AJ Styles is his favorite. He watches the current product, and then, he just couldn't. Got nervous at the end there.
I feel bad for him. Here's the thing. If you don't get in for WrestleMania, we are going to have SmackDown tickets, which we'll give away at remotes. And I told you, the walk-ons remotes that are coming up this month, right? We're going to be in Uptown. I mean, not Uptown. I keep saying that, Uptown. We'll be on Poydras next week.
That's downtown.
Yeah, the 15th. And then we'll be in Houma the week after that. The following week, we'll be in Covington at the walk-ons there. And then Tuesday, April 3rd, the day after the national championship game, will be the one in Metairie. At those locations, we will have either access, which is Pepito.
Yeah, it's a big fan access. Yeah,
I mean, that's fantastic. You actually get to go for signings and all of that.
Yeah, it's open up during the week.
There's going to be like NXT wrestling going on.
There's going to be wrestling going on, a lot of Q&A sessions, autograph sessions.
There were some superstars that are now that were wrestling there. They're in the background.
Sami Zayn, Neville, there were a bunch of guys there.
That's
that
crazy
were,
that you're mentioning. Huge I miss stars Neville, now. Dude. But that's crazy. Like, they're right there. They're wrestling right there during.
Yeah, they have matches there. You got autograph sessions, museums. You can even have all sorts of really cool memorabilia, museum
Can't
sessions.
You, like, put your hand on a mold of, like, Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant's hand. You got, like, the Undertaker's hat and his car. And there's all sorts of really cool things to check out. And it goes from Wednesday to Sunday.
When they come in town that week, you think that we can get, like, a mold of my head?
Probably not,
man. How big my head is?
I don't think so.
It's the same.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
How big your head is, like, physically or your ego?
Yeah, well, that's what I meant, yeah.
Well, I don't think they have enough room for that. The convention center.
Well, I mean, there you go. That's what it
you
is.
You might have to put that in the top of the Superdome.
All right, this is for Rusty. I feel bad for
okay.
him. I really do. Don't you? I love this, by the way. They go,
when they go, what?
The crowd goes,
when they go, ah. Okay.
This is kind of what I play when it's, you know.
This is the music you play when you're looking at yourself in the mirror in the morning, getting ready to do the show.
It's time for bed. That's what I play.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's it. Yeah. Time to go to bed. Long day.
Where's your AJ Styles gloves?
Well, that's only, you know, it's like Finn Balor when he brings out the demon.
Sure.
Yeah, it's only certain remotes that I come dressed.
Special attraction. It's a smart move.
Exactly right. You have seen my son in training, though, apparently, already.
I have, yeah. He bounces off of the sofa, jumps on you, you know.
My wife was,
he could probably go lighter in the elbow
she
drop.
She was
but.
Wondering where it was coming. He kind of went after the 10-year-old cousin.
Mm-hmm.
And Carver has got a little grip on him. And, he gets a little angry. He will shove me down. And if we don't play wrestling where I'm laying down, he tries to pin me and I'm sitting up and he will two-arm shove me and he's like kicking his legs and trying to push me down.
Oh, sure.
Well, this week, I don't know what they fed him while I was gone for 5 days, but he pushed me down, like literally. Like if I wasn't holding myself up with some force, he could easily two-hand shove you straight down.
So what you're saying is you're an extremely physically weak man.
I'm just telling you, I might have a wrestler in my hands. I don't know.
Well, that's good, but you might want to lighten up on the elbow there when he drops it. Instead of going directly into your sternum.
Well, he's out there.
Can't
hurt
injure
me.
You. That's the point. So maybe he's good for the octagon.
I don't know, but I tell you, he is fun. But anyway, tomorrow it'll be either hour one, hour two, maybe even hour three. Maybe we'll want to test your loyalty.
Could be.
And see if you tune in at 2 p.m. to do that. So looking forward to that.
You have to listen to all 3 hours.
Exactly.
Potentially. Get into the draw for Mania tickets.
As we are live at the Sunbelt Conference Men's Basketball Championship, the ladies play Tuesday and tomorrow. It's every other day they alternate. And then the men get back into action on Friday. They're playing right now. It's game two, getting ready to take on. Pepito, did you have any action on Texas State and Coastal Carolina?
I did. There was a layup by one of the teams.
That's not what I meant.
I was looking at the court.
Like action.
I was looking at the court.
Yeah.
The
you didn't
cool
step
skyline.
Away. Just you went to go watch basketball.
I went to take a picture of the court.
No, the court's awesome.
No, the court looks great with the skyline.
Yeah, court looks tremendous.
Keep
Little
it on
Rock
there.
And Appalachian State at 2 o'clock is coming up. You can watch any of these games on ESPN3. So again, congrats over to Chad. And I feel bad for Rusty, but Chad is the qualifier one. Here's the good thing, Rusty. You can try again tomorrow, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can try.
And we might do the same thing. We might do the entrance music snippets. I like that one. We can do trivia. We can do that. We could also do impressions. We did that years ago.
We did. Ronnie Ola East is really good at those impressions.
Give me your best Macho Man.
One of my suggestions as well, which we'll do this week maybe, finishing move. What's your finishing move call?
There you go.
You hear it a lot, but can you actually say it on command?
Good idea. That's very difficult.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, that's
tough
to do.
Do you know what it is?
Because there's a lot I can think of that I probably
like
wouldn't know.
Like one I can say because it's easy because it's three letters, RKO.
Right.
But do you know what it stands for? I see. That could be a challenge.
Ooh,
that could be a trivia question.
That's a double entendre there,
mm-hmm.
That answer.
See what I just
I'm not going to give it away.
I know. That could be used.
Well, no, because they're going to look it up now. We got to get them on the spot, Goose.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It might be something of that nature.
Could be.
What's Trump, the colors of the show on Monday?
Trump me?
You should know that.
On
Tuesday.
Tuesday
show. What's the main color?
Right. The theme.
Yeah.
Right?
I got all that.
Trivia.
Who's
you
your
could
favorite?
Stump Pepito before the show's over.
Who's your favorite backstage announcer? Or is that just my question?
Oh, I already had the answer.
Do you?
I don't know.
No, I think it is questionable.
I have mine.
I know you have yours, but I think it's questionable.
Okay.
I think it's questionable.
Okay. Close, maybe.
I don't know. I don't think it is close.
There's a lot of options we have to give to have people enter in for
we
tickets.
Could,
a lot of fun
also
stuff we
use
can use
maybe perhaps the nickname given to them. Not the name, but just the nickname.
Right, not their act. Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct.
Like, what's Oscar referred to?
Right. All right, I'll give an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Undertaker, you know, known as, quote-unquote, the Dead Man. Things like that. The nicknames.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's right. A lot of things we'll be able to do. And we got to, what, the 20th?
Can I please use one of those days that people have to hum the Undertaker's theme?
Oh, yeah, we're going to ask that. I think people need to hum. Well, no, we did say you were going to hum and people were going
to
try to guess
we'll have them try to do
we
it,
We can
too.
Do that, too.
And see if they can stump the goose.
So many options,
man. If I get it right, next caller.
Okay. If you get it right, Gus gets the tickets.
No,
and you don't want
that,
listeners.
Do that.
Loyal listeners, you don't want that.
Yeah. Chad, congratulations again. Now we're down to 9 qualifiers. But again, we will have each and every day all the way through the 20th a way for you to qualify. And when we're out at those walk-ons remotes this month and that one in April, I highly suggest you show up. If you want to go over to SmackDown, which is a Tuesday show.
Tuesday show, that's right.
A little access tickets as well.
WWE's literally taking over the city for a week.
It's going to be fun.
All week.
I'm looking
forward from Wednesday to Wednesday.
And we're working on getting some folks. You're going to be there Friday before our show at Deuce McAllister's Old St. Kitchen and Tap. I'm going to go with you. I mean, we can go in the morning.
Absolutely.
And then
we
can just go there. I mean, it starts like at 8 a.m.
Yeah, we have time.
Yeah, we'll have fun. I might show up to Old St. or may not. I know.
We'll see.
Depends if Alessa Bliss is
available.
Well, she wants to tour the city. I mean, you know, she needs a personal tour of the French Quarter.
The sights and sounds of New Orleans,
Pat-o's.
The smells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How exactly do you order a hurricane?
Got to escort her around.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that she's safe. Makes her appearance on Sunday.
There'd be 7 security guards surrounding you while that's going on.
I'll be like, sir, over here. Quick break. We come back. Something that was really, really funny that I told Pepito earlier. I said, we're going to talk about this at 1:45. Let's see if he remembers. He's looking at me very puzzled.
Oh, look at that. A game starting.
Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans. Coming up, Nick White is the voice of the ULM Warhawks. He said hi to him. Been friends with him for a while. They play later on tonight. Sun Belt Men's Basketball Championship. He can give us a little more background, too, on the Raging Cajuns, how good they've been played. Also coming up at 2:15, Dino Hansen, the Pels. Big win last night, 121-116. Question of the day that we've thrown out there. Give me your top 3 NBA MVPs. We'll go over some of those responses here in a little bit. Also, the second question of the day, Todd McShay, ESPN.com, has the Saints selecting Louisville quarterback Lamar Jackson with the 27th pick. Mike Triplett spoke to us this hour. He says, hey, at 27, he can see that. He could understand that value pick, and it could be one of the most electrifying picks that this team has made. In there, a lot of you guys are responding in a different way. Some say garbage, don't do it, from that monster 29. Jay Hammonds had no idea Lamar was switching to linebacker. Jacob, I thought we had a QB. That would be a waste pick. Linebacker or edge rusher, we need depth at O-line 2, wide receiver in later rounds. Saints and Pelicans, that's his Twitter handle. Hard pass is what he says. Nate, traditionally the Saints have not won. We've got the greatest player in Saints history still on the team and playing at an elite level. I want to win now. Every year, the media says three of four are franchise QBs. 99% never make it. Draft a darn pass rusher for bleep's sake. So that's what he wants, Pepito. He made it very clear, the pass rusher on that. Iron Avenger sounds good if the Saints have taken care of most of their other needs in free agency, like linebacker, tight end, wide receiver, and nose tackle. So a lot of people, I think that the biggest thing is they can't get past the feeling we need to win now.
Mm-hmm.
My point to that is the Saints are going to win now. The Saints are winning now. You're not winning now by not getting that guy, and if anything, you're solidifying and helping yourself to continue to win. Does that make sense? Can you look at it from that perspective? And again, I'm going on the fact, if you trust what Sean Payton and the front office has done lately, right? Then if they feel that the next franchise quarterback is there, wouldn't you trust them? Did you trust when they went Ryan Ramczyk in the first round? Be honest with yourself. Did you trust when they said, we're going to trade next year's second round pick for a running back? How many of us went, what? They already have a running back. Didn't they just get Adrian Peterson to free? What are they doing? He might turn out to be one of the best players in the franchise, right? I mean, I'm just saying. All right, here we go. Do you know what day it is today, Pepito? We're going to have some fun with this over the next hour.
Oh, I know exactly what day it is.
What's that?
It's National Cereal Day, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured we'd get a little creative, get our listeners involved.
Right.
So I threw it up there. Being it's National Cereal Day, I want our listeners to give us the appropriate cereal that matches these local sports celebs. I'm going to give out the names now. Sean Payton.
Drew Brees.
Alvin Kamara. Anthony Davis.
Hmm.
Boogie Cousins,
mm-hmm.
Alvin Gentry, and last but not least, Gus Kattengill.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no. No, Special K. I
no,
like
there's
that.
Nothing special about that.
No,
pick
like
another
that.
One.
That's a good one, Joey. Special K.
Payton,
I like that.
Breeze, Kamara, AD, Boogie, Gentry,
uh-huh.
and the turd over here.
I mean, you mean Special K?
No, it's the turd.
Sean Payton, Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Anthony Davis, Boogie Cousins, Alvin Gentry, and me.
Yeah, so it's up on Twitter, or they can call in.
What best cereal represents them, huh?
Yeah.
I know Nick will appreciate this here. It's National Cereal Day, Nick. It's National Cereal Day, so which cereal best represents Sean Payton, Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara, Anthony Davis, Boogie Cousins, Alvin Gentry, and me, Gus Kattengill?
And it's not. Do not say Special
Sean Fox
K.
has chimed in, Bootios. That is
for yours.
That is the.
That's legit.
That is a cereal.
An overpriced one, but
yeah. For
that works.
Tag team.
I'm okay with that. For the New Day's WWE cereal. Yeah. That works.
What's Sean Payton?
Dude, that's tough. I'd have to like really sit on this.
Captain Crunch.
That could be Breeze too, though. Right.
He's more like Wheaties.
Isn't
Wheaties. I mean, he's the guy
American,
on the box.
Exactly. Poster child. Yeah, you know what? Give him Wheaties.
Exactly right. I don't know why, but Cocoa Puffs just popped in my head for Alvin Kamara. Cocoa for Cocoa Puffs.
Could be.
He's kind of wacky like that. You know, the Airheads and everything. I could see him just chowing down on a box of Cocoa Puffs.
What's out there on
AD?
Twitter? Oh, that's a good one, man.
So many good ones out there.
That's why it's out there. It's a fun one. Have fun with this.
See, with Anthony Davis, he's solid, right? Always comes to play. He's always going to be good, no matter. I would probably need a cereal that lasts in the water. Not something that gets soggy. That's you. No, it's not.
You are soggy frosted mini wheats.
I am not soggy frosted mini wheats.
In fact, no frosting. You're just soggy mini wheats.
You know what? Stop it. Hour 3 coming up next. It's the Sports Hangover live from UNO Lakefront Arena on ESPN New Orleans.